I gotta get something off my chest. I can't understand why anybody would use any other fantasy sports app besides Better Picks. We are the only ones in the industry offering 300x lineups. You can 300 extra money, make 8 picks, get 8 correct choices, 300 extra money. Boom. It's as easy as that. No other app is offering this. We have the highest payouts in the industry, and we've had many, 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 many people make thousands and thousands of dollars off of us. Come take our money, download Better, play Better Picks. So,
fuck you.
So yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. And honestly, I'm not fucking with it, bro.
It's
too crazy.
It's not.
You're literally a sorcerer. Didn't he read Derek's mind, like, and have M&Ms already? And
it
stuff
was
like that?
It was weird as fuck. And I can't get behind.
I shouldn't have done so much of a show before, because now they're all shook up. Brandon's scared. Jasper's throwing holy water at me. It's getting crazy before even BS kicked off.
I was going to bring Sage.
You should have.
Bro, like, because there's no way. I'm very spiritual. And I understand, like, energy and things that people give off and signals and all of that stuff.
Right.
But I feel like you found a way to read these signals, these energetic signals that are invisible.
I tried so hard not to look him in the eyes, like...
You know what? There's a method to the madness. It's kind of like a magic trick is the foundation. So imagine you go to school, you want to be a doctor, right? You got to go pre-med. So most people that end up doing what I do, and there's not that many of us, called mentalists. You learn magic first. It's kind of like you got to walk before you can run. So if I know how to misdirect you, like, see, I just looked over there. I didn't say it. You looked here, right where I wanted to. If I wanted to do something here, you wouldn't have seen it. That's what a magician does, right? You make an elephant disappear. Spoiler, the elephant's not really gone. It just went somewhere you don't see it when you're not looking.
Where did he go?
Just like, where's that elephant? Wait.
No.
What's the elephant's name? No.
I don't know the elephant's name. Jasper.
Yeah. Wow.
So if you learn the foundations,
I'm going on. I'm on a weight loss journey right now.
I'm with you on your journey, Jasper.
No, you took it personally.
I said it because he's got a memory that never hits. You know, his memory never goes. Remembers like an elephant right there.
Do I not have a great memory?
It does. It is crazy. Yeah, it is crazy.
I have a really good memory.
He'll remember like what I was wearing on some like random night in random story and like, I don't know, photographs.
It's fucked up. Is that true? Let's test your knowledge.
Let's do it.
St. Bart's, 3 weeks ago.
What day?
I don't know. New Year's Eve.
I was wearing, that was my groomsman's party, yeah?
Yeah. No, well, which one?
On the boat. Savannah. I had on the white. No. What were we doing? New Year's Eve? I was on drugs.
Okay, that doesn't count then.
Yeah, the
you get an assist.
Yeah, that was bad.
What drugs? It's fun.
A little toozy. The fifth. Never hurt nobody.
So I just want to clarify, because we have a friend downstairs who's a big, big, big skeptic.
Yeah.
And he came in, he was like, what do you mean to tell me he's fucking magic and you believe in magic? I don't believe in magic. I don't think what you're doing is magic. Is that your claim that what you're doing is magic or supernatural?
No,
or is
not
it
supernatural at all. I could teach to anybody.
Okay.
But could you teach somebody to be the best fighter in the world? No, they've got to have natural skills, right? They can bulk up, but they might never have the hand eye. They might never have the speed. They might never be able to get to that next level. It's a talent that's got a ceiling. So I would say the hardest thing, we're talking about stand-up comedy, right? Everyone sucks at stand-up comedy the first 5 years. Everybody. There's nobody who just hits the ground running and is the best. It usually takes 5-10 years, they say. So with stand-up comedy, you go up, and the only way you know if you're funny is if the audience reacts, right? They laugh. Mentalism is so hard to get good at. Because the first few times you do it, you suck. You get it wrong every time. Magic tricks, you can practice at home. I'm going to do this card trick over and over. It's going to work. Mentalism, when you go out and say, think of a name, and I guess the name, and I'm wrong. Oof. That's like a gut punch, man. That just takes the wind out of you. That happens 5 times in a row. You're like, I'm going to stick to magic tricks.
Mm. Has that happened recently?
It's happened every day. Like, every time you see me on TV, almost no exception, I'm doing stuff I've never done before. I like to push the envelope. I like to take risks. I don't like to do the same thing over and over.
When's the last time you bombed?
Dude, I bombed so hard at my kid's second grade class recently. High pressure. These kids ate me alive, bro.
No.
These kids ate me alive. I just, you know, I want to, honestly, it doesn't matter. There were like 3 hecklers in the crowd. This one kid's like, dude, open your hand. Open your hand. Look in your pocket. Look at that. You got a fake finger. I'm like, dude, I'm about to kill this kid.
I guess that is probably funny because the kids don't give a shit and they're
nothing.
Like super skeptical.
No social norms. And even when they don't know how it's done, this one trick I do where I teach them how to do it. I have like a fake egg. I don't want to explain the whole thing. And I make a thing disappear. And I teach them. And at the end, it's a fake egg with a big hole in it. And I peel off a sticker. And they're like, what? Because I had like a silk in it. And I break the egg open. Everyone flips out. This one kid, though, here's the thing. What I do is learn what people are thinking. Same way what you do. When you're boxing, don't you analyze your opponent and see, you time them. You see what it is. Everyone's different. I don't have a rule for like how this person thinks or what this person's eyes do. You read people. And then I start to notice patterns. And that's how I kind of do what I do. So in this case, all this kid wanted was attention. He's not a bad kid. He's heckling because he wants to prove he's smarter than everybody. That's how he gets attention. If you show him that attention, you diffuse the tension.
Yeah, but brother, there's no pattern or thing going on here with me bringing up a random name from my childhood.
Should we get into that now or later? Because it's going to be hard to unwind once
but
we start
I think
doing
the audience
stuff.
Should pay attention to this because he set up a trick earlier. And then
hold
he
up.
Says,
I want to make sure we say this. I said to you one thing. I said, Jake, you've been, you know, in the public eye since you were what age, would you say?
15,
right? So think about this. I said to you, here's what I do. I want you to think of someone. And the first thing, if I'm watching this, is I would have said, he must have looked this up, right? He must be. So I said, think of someone from your past that literally nobody would know. If I call Logan right now, oh, lift the mic up. There we go. If I call Logan up and said, hey, Jake's thinking of some kid from back in the day, would he know who this was? Would he, like, guess it right now? I get your brother on the phone right now. I get mom or dad on and say, Jake's thinking of somebody random from his past. Guess it. I give them three tries. Are they going to guess who you just thought of?
No.
Three tries, right? No way. So watch.
But that's what I'm saying. There's not a pattern to this. Like you.
And quick question. Did you whisper this to somebody here? Is there a microphone you whispered it?
No. Nobody knows.
Did you write it down anywhere? No.
I put it in my phone because...
Oh, good. Well, hold on. Is it on your phone right now or it's gone?
No, it's gone. I cleared the history.
This guy cleared his browser history. All right. So you literally thought of somebody...
And I hid in a corner while I was typing it.
And what did you do? You checked if it was a popular name?
Yeah.
Because I'd say, look up if this is a popular name. Because if you pick Michael, man, I'm going to be disappointed
in
you right
he
now.
He made me pick a, like, super random name from my childhood that's very hard.
2 minutes ago, right? I didn't make you anything. I said, think of somebody no one would guess. Here's what I want you to do. Watch my fingers. Jake, 4 letters. Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, right? Jasper, J-A-S-P-E-R. For those listening to audio, all I did was count with my fingers. And you know what you just did? I counted everybody's name, so you counted in your head. You're like, you naturally counted this guy's name, and your eyes went like this. Watch me. Boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Kid's name is 5 letters, isn't it?
Yeah, no. It's happening.
You said you didn't, but you did. I'm trusting you. You did.
Wait, but I didn't spell it out fully, though. Is it five letters or no? Yes.
It is, right? Because I watched you count.
Wait, but I didn't spell it out fully even, though.
Oh, you call him by nickname? Well, what do you mean? I'm trying to understand what you're saying by that.
Like, I didn't even count in my head when you said J-A-K-E. I was just, like, watching you still. I didn't think of his...
I didn't get it from nowhere. You did. You don't realize
it. Well, but you got it right, though. Well, I did it maybe, yeah.
I'm on here for a reason. All right. 5 letters. Mix them up. Move that letter this way, this letter that way. Move them all around. And now you reach up. And you pluck a letter right out of the middle like it's a Scrabble tile. And you hold it right there in your hand. Hold it in your hand right now. Got it?
Yeah.
Say it. Hold it. Show me like a pantomime. Hold up your finger. Every name has a vowel. Every name's got a vowel. So most people don't want to pick a vowel because they go, dude, that's too easy. Right? That costs money in Wheel of Fortune. You didn't pick a vowel, did you?
Do I have to disclose this information?
You don't have to. But look this way. Watch what you do. Do you speak Spanish?
No.
Brandon was about to go poquito. Do you see that? Watch when you roll your tongue. R, L, L. Were you thinking of the letter L?
No.
Dude, you thought of the L, and then you switched. I can always tell when people switch. You did the L, and you went right next to it. I'm going to have you close your eyes. I'm going to show everybody. Close your eyes, please.
Dude, can I put my holding thing down?
You can
down?
Put your holding down. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to show the camera. Closed. Your eyes are closed, right? Jake, be honest. This doesn't exist anywhere but in your mind. This is not set up. This is not staged. We met walking up the stairs 5 minutes ago, and I said, think of somebody that you have not talked to in years. Nobody would know. It's your girl, Logan. Nobody would guess. Tell us all. Open your eyes. Who'd you think of? What's his name?
Say the name. Bilal.
Bilal.
Yo, I'm going home. Fuck all of you.
Dude.
Fuck you. Dude, there's no, that's not even a name,
Okay, so the problem.
What the fuck? And then you knew that I thought of the L first.
Yep.
Did you actually think of the L first?
I thought of the L first, and then, bro, what the fuck?
I feel uneasy. It's not even. I feel uneasy.
It's not just no. Because even no.
What if? What if? Now here's the thing. You think of a random kid. How'd you know this kid? By the way.
We were friends in high school.
Friends in high school. All right, you know what? Let's throw it back. Let's go even sooner. okay. How about this? You think of, we good or no?
Bro, what?
Well, how about this? We think of, I want you to think
but the
of someone right. famous right now. Nah, I don't want famous. You know what? Screw that. I want something from your past. I want you to go back in time. Close your eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to think of the first girl you ever had a big crush on. Dude, that, your heart. Your heart beats for that. You remember puppy love? When you're like, dude, this girl, you just think about her all the time. Question for you. Have you ever mentioned this on your podcast? I want to make sure. If you did, we're not doing it. Ever mentioned this person's name or anything about them on a podcast or an interview?
No.
Okay. What grade, what grade do you think you were in? Is this like, is this elementary school vibes?
Yeah, this is like.
Don't say. He's about to say third grade. All right, good, good, good.
No,
hold
no,
up.
I was going
to
say like elementary.
Yeah, check later. You were in third grade together. All right, open your eyes. Open your eyes. And now notice, now it's different. Because now he knows what to expect. So now if I ask him to count the letters, he's not going to try to do it on purpose. Yeah, yeah. He's going to punch himself in the face.
Notice these patterns.
So if I tell you to pick a letter, he's going to do not
that. Yeah,
these
patterns down. For you.
Yeah. We're going to chuck 2 Celsiuses right now. All right, here's what I want you to do.
Me.
I want you, without using your fingers, count the letters in your head, count the letters in your name. Stop, open your eyes, stop, stop playing. Look at him, do you see? He was panicked.
I don't know, I'm freaking the fuck
When I see you go
into
the boxing ring, I can instantly tell who's gonna win that fight because I see who actually doesn't believe in themselves. Who goes up there scared, but not scared because everyone's scared when you go in, but scared. So you know what happened? You look tense, you're like, oh God, it's a long name. This ain't like Bilal, this ain't 5 letters, this is a long name. It's a long name, look at me. Swear to God, this is even different. Bilal, I told you to think about. You have not thought of this person in years. Is that right?
Yeah.
He just went, he said to his girlfriend, he's like, I have not thought of her in years. Good answer, good answer. Look at me. Would you call this person by their name or a nickname? Just tell me that. Nickname or a name?
Both, but.
Both. Longer name gets abbreviated. Look at me. Think of it. She walks in. Third grade blonde girl. Catherine was your first crush, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't understand. That's really it, huh? No.
With a C. Catherine with a C.
Yeah.
That's really it,
fucked
huh?
up.
No.
That's really fucked up.
No. Fuck no. Fuck you. And fuck Catherine.
No, and Catherine's a sweetheart. She's doing well. Still in Ohio. I'm kidding. I'm not a stalker.
This isn't real.
Yeah, she's not in Ohio.
No, she's alive.
It was like an older girl that like, yeah, just that's.
James in third grade going after the older lady. I like it.
You're sick,
Should we
bro.
Pause? We'll come back to freaking you out. But why? I feel like people watching are just going to, they're going to shut down.
But why'd you do that?
I'm shutting down.
But how'd you do that? No, because that one I just stared straight at you. I didn't blink or anything. Or like look.
I didn't
count.
Know that. I've known you for 7 years. I didn't know. I've never heard you ever in my fucking life say Catherine.
You got questions
ever.
Over there.
Yeah,
because
it's just your first crush. Like, it's not even that
You don't
serious.
Even mention it.
Yeah.
You got a pen?
Yeah, I got a pen.
Yeah, pen's going to be too small when you write on it. Is there, you turn that sheet
no,
over.
No, that's fucked up, though. Like,
turn that, oh, you got,
no, because
you have room on there to write?
Yeah.
Catch, sure I'm do. Tossing you a Sharpie.
Kay. No, you can't just what? Do that. That is sorcery, brother.
Sorcery?
He's trying to move on. Like,
and he's trying to say that you're not like a time traveler.
What the
And you can't, you couldn't.
That's it. Just went back. Came back.
You learned,
yeah, learned
how to read people's minds.
I have been studying it for 25 years.
But I didn't do anything, and you read my mind.
Just I want you to
but
write
that's
this
not
big.
Even
not with the pen. Not with the pen. Here, catch. Catch Sharpie.
Sure.
Okay, here's the thing. Look this way. Think of a magician, right? A magician card tricks. Would you agree, Brandon? Now, if I took a deck of cards out right now, and I hold the cards... You know I could do stuff, right? That you, I mean, you assume I can. So hear me out. We're going to do this in a visual way. Imagine you have a deck of cards in your hand right now.
Okay.
And you spread them out. See some acting.
Okay.
No, like spread them out in your hand. And you drop them on your lap, and they're everywhere. And I want you random. So this is in this moment. You pick up a random card. Okay, you don't even know what it is. And you pick it up, and you turn it over, and you look at it.
Okay.
Do you agree? How How could I know what that card is, right? Or how could I make you pick one? No way, right?
All in his imagination.
All in your imagination. And now you take that card, and you know what you do? You rip it up. Rip it into pieces. Okay. You rip it up, man, Brandon, and you
rip
it
as small as you can.
Sprinkle it, pieces. You make it rain, Brandon.
Yep.
And then that invisible deck is special. You pick up a different card.
Okay.
And you look at that one, and you say, nah, nah. And you rip it up into shreds. You rip it up into shreds, right? And then you pick up another card, you look at it, and you find it. And this is the crazy part. This is where it gets full circle. This card, you try to rip and you can't rip.
Okay.
It's made out of titanium. It's like a visualization exercise, right? Look at him, look at him. And you can't rip it. Try, man, try. And your mind makes things real. You know, it's a piece of paper. If you convince yourself, hypnotize yourself, man, if you can dream it, you can achieve it, bro.
Yep.
You're a walking testament.
Yep.
I'm not going to guess your card. I'm telling you straight up, I'm not guessing that card. But do you agree that the first card, the second card, you could have said anything right this second? It was spontaneous in the moment. There is no way I could have done that. Nothing to do, right?
Yep.
But the last one, you couldn't tear. I'm not going to guess it. I'm not going to. I want you to write it down real big, not a hidden secret. Write it down big. You can show us all.
Make sure
write
no
down.
One's in that window.
No, no. Show us all.
Oh. I have a question.
No, you... no question. Stop, stop, stop. The titanium card, right? We did this. I told you which one. It's solidifying your brain. Write that card down real big. Real big. You don't have to be secretive about it. Do you remember it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, write it down. This guy's looking at me. He's like, how would I know?
Yeah.
And we're not going to guess it. I'm telling you the truth. Turn around. Show us what it was. What was that card? Show us.
Sorry,
turn around.
The card from earlier?
The one that you couldn't rip. Yeah, tell us. Yeah. What was it? What does that say?
Six of hearts.
Six of hearts. True story, right? You could have picked that up. You could have ripped it up. Did I make you say that? Even after you changed your mind once, twice, three times?
No.
You don't think so, right?
No.
No?
No.
What did you write with? Was it a Sharpie?
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't think it is. Look at the Sharpie. Look what it says on it.
What the fuck?
Show the camera. Get in close. I want the camera to zoom in. Get in close.
No.
Does that say six of hearts?
It says he changed the fucking logo. No, so that's not even.
Bro.
It's on there. It's like a whole. Where did you get this?
He just fucking handed it to me. He just handed it to me.
What? Did you guys see that? Can you see that?
I hope you're zooming in.
Can you see that?
But that's predicting the future.
Can you see it? Should
I
get closer?
You would have had that pre-made, which is why this is not like, there's no, unless you're like coercing.
Have you had this marker all day?
Where'd you even get that marker from?
No, because he, that's what I'm saying. He's predicting the future. That's not even a tendency thing.
Bro.
None of this even makes fucking sense. And
hit me with some questions, Brandon. What you got on that paper? I knew I should have waited till the end.
But there's no way someone can teach that. Like, how many people are at this level, though? Like,
let's go. Google it. Google how many people are at this level. I don't know. I'm not going to answer that question for
you. Would you say that you're the greatest mentalist?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let you judge.
That's a Sharpie I gave you.
So you all right, didn't, bro. It wasn't even his Sharpie.
All right,
apparently,
bro.
Now, too.
Is that like on the marker? Like you
keep it.
It's
keep
on,
that
yeah,
marker. I want you to keep that marker.
No, it's really on, I will. There. I will actually keep this forever.
No way.
You're incredible.
Thanks, guys.
You're really incredible. You are absolutely incredible, man.
And that's not BS. That's not BS.
No, my black Christian grandma would not fuck with this.
The best moments ever is honestly, it's like when people think it's like dark magic, voodoo. I just love watching people run out the room. This year, last 2 years, I've done stuff for the NFL. Man, I love doing it for those guys. It's just such a...
How did that come about? You become like the mentalist of the NFL, working with every NFL team.
You know what?
Team.
A lot of love to ESPN and my man Adam Schefter, who I've known for a while. And I did an event with Adam Schefter. The ESPN guys were there, and they said, "Yo, let's bring this to the teams." Mm. And they took a leap of faith. And I told them, "Get me in the room with these football stars." And you know what? It's a win-win. I'm going to tell you why. Because when you watch, are you a football fan?
Yeah.
When you watch those guys, you don't really get to see the real side of them, right? You're on the field. You kind of see interviews, but it's a manicure. It's curated. I think this stuff cuts to the core when a fan is watching, of seeing like what that person is really like when they're absolutely blown away and they're acting like they're 10 years old again. And also the funniest part about it for me is when people are like, it's set up, it's staged. Like they're going to watch this and say, this is all fixed. And you're going to tell them, yo man, I haven't thought of Catherine in years. And when I did something with like Joe Burrow, I didn't have access to Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow doesn't do interviews. It's a hard stop. Look it up. Joe Burrow did not do interviews. I walked in the room. If you haven't seen the clip, you got to see it. And I go, Joe Burrow, have I ever spoken to you a word in my life? He goes, no, man, I don't know you. And the people that know it were like, dude, the people at the Bengals said, you're not going to meet him. He's probably not going to be in the show. Just be aware he's probably not going to play along. So it was my goal to get in there. And, dude, if you don't watch the clip, I don't want to say it, but no, I had him throw the ball. Anybody in the room, do any plays you want. Throws it, I call it. Throws it, call it, then does a fake play. Called it. Things gone viral. TikTok, everywhere. It's like, he just looked like this because he's like, dude, I don't know you.
I watched it and definitely was like, this can't be real.
And every team is like, oh, we'd like to hire you to be our defensive coordinator. I'm like, let's do it. Let's get paid.
high paying job. No, but that's surreal. And like, to me, I still can't comprehend it. But like, I'm just still a little bit mind blown from the whole entire situation.
I don't even have words.
All right, so I got to talk about something real quick. So the last time I went to an NBA game, it was a Heat game. I tried to buy tickets and I had an awful, awful experience all the way through. It was really difficult, the pricing, all of these things. And I ended up getting to the game and it wasn't where I wanted to be. I didn't get to see the tickets and it was a nightmare. So I needed a solution. And fortunately for me, I eventually found Game Time. Game Time is the fastest and easiest way to buy tickets for all sorts of events, comedy shows, concerts, sporting events, you name it, they got it, and it's the fastest and easiest way. And finally, a product where I can see where I was going to sit ahead of time, because you don't want to show up, be sitting behind a pole, not be in the right seats, and it makes it super easy to find a good spot for the price that you are looking for. And it's a flawless one-step easy motion, and they have a best price guarantee. And I'm a Game Time guy for life, and you guys can be a part of the fun and the madness. Download Game Time. Terms apply. And again, create an account, redeem the code, use JAKE for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute ticket, lowest prices guaranteed.
How'd you get into the business? Where does this whole thing start? I remember,
dude, I went to school for engineering. Go figure, Michigan, go blue. Some people are gonna be annoyed by that, but man, yeah, national champions, Michigan. National champions. Yeah, I knew Ohio. Decades. I knew this would be rough.
Bullshit.
Ohio fan, I know. I knew it.
Bullshit.
Fighting words here. I went to school engineering. I worked on Wall Street. I did not know this was a career. Like, I literally did not know you could be a magician. And so this is my side hustle. This is what I was doing on the side. And then I kept doing it. And then I kind of decided at one point, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, that's such a leap of faith.
Quit my job.
A stable paying job.
Dude, stable, high paying job. No. Like, it was a good job, no less.
To be a magician?
To be on Wall Street. But I went for it. People thought I was crazy. But, dude, sometimes you got one life to live. You got to go after your passion. And keep in mind, I didn't just jump for it. I was doing this on the side. I was getting better. I was networking. I'm always hustling. And this was kind of went for it.
And now how many events are you doing a year? Like, how often are you?
This week, man, 6 in a row. I'm squeezing this in between. I was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming this morning. Tomorrow, Atlanta. Next day, I'm back in Palm Beach. Then I'm in Park City, Utah on Friday.
And you just keep on going.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, man, right now. Hit. You know.
And is it mostly like birthday parties, business events?
It's mostly corporate events.
Wow.
So I've got kind of a niche where big corporations, you name the company, you name the billionaire, they probably had me at an event. And kind of the smarter they are, the harder they fall. I do a lot of stuff on TV. I do a lot of stuff on CNBC, ESPN, Fox Business. You name the channel, man.
You want to go to the Hard Rock tonight?
Let's go. They know my face. They know my face.
Oh, fuck.
You can be at the poker table.
I might need you.
So the smarter they are, the harder they fall for it. What do you mean by that?
Like, I just think that people that are really intelligent and hyper-logical, like I just did a partner retreat for a law firm. These are people that their whole living is reading documents and finding the gotcha, right? Like this is how I'm going to defend this case. And so these people work in a world of logic where when you do what I just did to you, their mind melts. They're like, what do you mean? Like their whole job is getting to the bottom of things. So I've been around some of the most successful and intelligent people in the world, like truly, you know, notable people. And it's like such a wonder that they can't believe what you just did. They don't think it's possible. So that's kind of the satisfying part for me.
I don't think it is possible.
Well, like, it's reverse engineering the mind. Think about this. Like right now, right? Get a piece of technology and you try to reverse engineer. You try to figure out, how does this thing work? You take apart, you see all the pieces. What if you spent 20 years doing that with the way people think? so that you think like, well, I could have done anything. I'm like, no, you couldn't. There's actually a finite amount of possibilities. And then you break it down and say, what would most people do in this situation?
Yeah, but when you say you spend 20 years doing it, that's so vague. Like what?
30 years almost, yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, but when did it click? Like when could you actually do it? Because you couldn't just do it day one, no?
No, not at all. So, I mean, I could do simple stuff.
So then when did it like...
I think it keeps clicking. Yeah. I don't even know that I'm like, you know, top of my game. You're
in a flow state kind of thing.
They're very focused.
And just, but you weren't even like looking at him or anything. That's why I stared at you the whole time. Or you secretly were. Because you were like this, like, no. But you weren't like observing his body.
Nothing to observe. The question is, how did I put that thought in his head? That's the kicker. Because you picked any card, you changed your mind, you threw it down, you picked another card. Like, there's no way I could have known the first one or the second one, right? In the moment. So it's like, how? And the question next becomes, what if that wasn't right? What if I need him to use the fourth card, right? What if the second card wasn't the right one? So that's the interesting part. What you see in a movie is only what the director shows you. Does that make sense? You don't see that part where the camera's not pointing at. So in my show, I'm the director. I only show you the stuff I want you to see.
How much of your study and practice is in relation to the tricks, and how much is in relation to the performance? Because you're not just doing tricks. You're also an incredible performer. There's a big portion of what you're doing, which is crowd control, which is public speaking, which is engaging with the audience. So is it a practice for both?
I think it's the majority. I think the way you flip those is, if you ask me, are there other people that can do what I do? Yes. But what, you know, the proof is in the pudding. What gets you to a certain level of success or notoriety, or what gets people to like what you do? I think it's the performance. I think it's captivating, but also kind of breadcrumbs, right? People want to think like, you don't want to be totally fooled. You want to be like, oh, I got him a little bit there. Yeah, I did this letter, but that letter, right? You understand some of what I did. It's not like a magic trick. You know they don't really saw the woman in half, right? You know there's a trick. Mine is the same way, where there's a way I'm doing this, and you get some of it. People like that. Because this would be creepy. If you could read people's minds for real, that'd be creepy AF. You'd be like, get out of the room. But if you make it fun, then people are more impressed by you. They want to go have a beer with you. They don't want to, like, avoid you. So, yeah, the performance is everything.
You might be on a fine line, brother. Kind of want to avoid you.
Yeah, but I don't know. Because with a lot of magic tricks, like, a lot of people come up to me.
Yep.
A lot of magicians, aspiring magicians and stuff, and they, like, do a trick.
Yep.
And I'm just like, okay. But, like, I could see how that could
Didn't
be
a kid, like, That's bomb not, in front of you?
Who bombed in front of you?
A lot of, like, a couple kids have. But it happened recently.
What happened?
I don't know what I'm like.
Don't blow up a spot. Tell me off camera who it is.
Yeah, I will.
Somebody notable?
No. Not someone notable. But people have been doing this since I was, like, 18.
Yep.
But every single time, there was only one time where I was blown away. And
Before today.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is the second time.
Yep.
And I still don't know how this guy did this. And he, like, drew an X on my friend's hand.
Yep.
And the friend was standing over there, like, I wasn't a part of the trick. And then all of a sudden, he was like, yo, Jake, like, look at your hand. And the X was on my hand.
Right.
The Sharpie X. And my friends didn't have it.
Damn.
And I was like, What the fuck? Like, because how? Like, right. I'm standing there, I would have felt something. And
a magic trick.
Still to this day, like, I don't get it, and I don't think I'll ever get this, because there's not a finite amount of things, like, especially with the crush, like,
right.
Nobody knows that. So,
yeah, he told me to do something earlier, and I just, there's no possible way on the planet, like, I'm in the hood, bro. Everyone has nicknames. This is a kid that I haven't spoken to in maybe 7-8 years.
All right, hold on. Put a pin in that. That's going to be the last thing we do when the podcast ends. Put absolutely, a pin in that. You said he's called me. Goes,
you have that in your mind?
Hold on.
Yes, I've never told anyone this name when we were friends.
We got a challenge. I'm leaving that till the end. That's going to be the walk-off.
We weren't on social media when we were friends. Like, I can't contact him now. I don't know where he is.
All right. Wow. All right. I'll take that challenge. Like,
wow.
Next level.
It's fucked up, bro. And I haven't told anyone. It's in my head. And
I'm not doing it now. I'm not doing it yet. I'm waiting on it.
Before we get there.
Wait, I wanted to ask, because, like, while we're on this reading my things, have you ever, like, caught a girl cheating on you with this shit?
Not yet. No. Hopefully. I think my daughter, when she's a teenager, is going to have some trouble. Where she's like, I'm going over to Becky's. I'm like, look at me. I'm like, who's James? You know what I mean? I'm like, who is this guy? So I think, you know what? I think what's funny is that people have intuition, right? And I think that people unlearn intuition. I'm not saying it's supernatural, but can't you tell when something's off some of the time? Can't you walk in a room and you have like a spider sense? You can feel when something's up and you can feel like there's a tension and there's like, most people ignore their instincts. I'll give you a great example, ping pong. Any of you play ping pong?
Yeah.
Dude, I love, don't you fucking smile.
Dude, I love ping pong when I was a kid. Me and my dad all the time, basement ping pong. When you get good enough at ping pong, you don't even literally know what you just did. Mm. You're in like a flow state where you don't even know. So I think the same thing in some of my shows, if you ask me, honest to God, how did you just guess that? I can't tell you. It's not supernatural. It's not psychic. It's just I've done this so many times that I just caught. That person just hesitated right there. That means they were stumbling. They made a mistake. It means that it's like closest thing I can explain is you ever see the Bourne movie? When he's like sitting there and he has his memory gone and he's like, I don't know how I can tell you that the guy behind me like lifts weights, that woman is this, and I could run right now 20 miles without any, like he's got this whole line of things that he's observed that you've opened up your mind, it all comes in. That's what it feels like when I'm in the zone. I'm seeing all these little things people are doing and that's the show. And do I get it wrong? Hell yeah, I get it wrong, but I get it right a lot more and the stuff that I get wrong, I push aside. So you just don't notice it because I move past it real fast.
Yeah, and you just like keep flowing. It's like when a singer's on stage and he says the wrong lyric, like no one recognizes it.
Right. Well, no, different. Good example, but what if you didn't know the lyrics to the song? Then you don't know they got it wrong. That's what I do. So in my case, you don't know the lyrics, so I don't always tell you where I'm going with the trick. I might switch. I might call an audible, and we won't even go to the thing that I was going to get wrong. Mm. You won't know it. You'll never know that I messed up the trick.
Yeah, but that's then it's the like, difference. But then it's like, okay, so you like slap me in the face, and you're like, Catherine.
Yep.
But then, like, you just had to throw in that it was with a C.
Right. Was that right?
Yeah.
but like you what didn't the just fuck? Guess that.
Go.
I don't know. I'm pissed off.
Now
I'm angry again.
You did. Jasper's the best because Jasper's not impressed. He's angry right now.
I'm angry too, bro. Like, it's not.
Cameras go off. There's certain shit I get tackled.
Absolutely.
It's unexplainable. And you could say, like, it's, I don't know. But I don't even, because also I believe that there's, like, time travelers and shit like that.
You
and
really
I
feel believe like, that?
Yeah, 100%.
Who's a time traveler?
There's so much, like, Mandela effect things going on. I obviously don't fucking know, but right. you're first on my list,
first on
brother.
The list.
I have a list now.
I'm in.
You just made it.
And also,
but, like, also, if you were a time traveler, like, wouldn't you have gotten, like, bored as fuck by now so you'd just start doing this shit?
Probably, right? Would you go back and just immediately go Marty McFly, get a comic book, become, like, a billionaire? Would that be step one?
Or I'm
would
going you mess to play Blackjack.
Blackjack? But Blackjack's not going to help
you. Yeah, that's not going to help you at all.
I'm going to.
That's stupid
as shit. I'm sports betting, and I'm just...
You're
no
better picking bro. Is what you meant
if
to say.
I get
am I
bored,
right?
I'm exactly download better, play better picks.
No, you're going back and like inventing Wi-Fi.
Nah, I'm just gonna apologize to my
like
my ex-girlfriend and try to rekindle things.
He's like, I swear, in 2 weeks, what I'm about to do is totally wrong, and I don't mean it.
I'll just be a different.
She meant
person.
Nothing. She meant nothing to me, and I was wearing a great outfit in St. Bart's too that day, so it doesn't even count. I was on drugs.
I have a series of questions I really want to get off before we get lost.
Let's go.
Have you seen the movie Prestige?
Yeah, of course.
Christopher Nolan, great movie. Dude, in relation
classic,
to magic.
Man.
One, what is the longest you've spent working on a single trick?
Yep.
And two, is there a kind of underground market for buying and selling and trading tricks between
totally.
Magicians?
Dark web.
there's tricks that I'm working on to this day. Like, does that make sense? Like, that are not... perfect. I've had ideas for 10 years that I still have not done. Mm. But this again is going to be kind of boring conversation, but I work backwards. So I don't, most people, let's say you're a chef, right? You get ingredients, you say, I'm going to cut up this chicken, I'm going to add this, I'm going to do this sauce, and they like decide on all the pieces and they put it together like a recipe. Mm-hmm. I start with the end.
Yep.
If I'm going to go on TV, like I was on right before the Super Bowl last year, biggest TV appearance of my life. Rihanna was halftime, I was pregame. Wow. High pressure. I knew how I wanted it to end. And then I work backwards to be like, how am I going to do this? How do I get, you know, Randy Moss, who's Hall of Fame wide receiver, one of the best ever, to pick up this ball, and this ball in this order and throw them? Like, how do you do that when he could have picked anyone up and in the last moment he changed his mind? Like, how do you influence somebody when you know there's 25 million people watching, there's 4 minutes, and if you mess this up, you're done. Like, there's no recovering. Mm. So it's you talk about flow state, man. When you get out there and you're boxing and there's 20,000 people watching, millions, same level, right? Where you're like, you got to be hyper-focused. You can't have things in the back of your head. You got to push everything aside, and you only laser focus on this exact second, or it's going to go wrong. You're going to get distracted. Same deal. Mm. So I don't know if I answered it, but there's tricks I've been working on since I was a kid.
And then what about, is there...
They're like total underground.
Really?
So there's, it's kind of like stand-up comedy where some people write their own jokes and perform. And if you're like Jimmy Fallon, somebody writes your jokes for you, right? You can't have to do all your jokes. So there's a very rare group, very small, counted on one or two hands, one hand, of people that do what I do that create and perform.
Wow.
Versus like a lot of these specials, if you see some dude on TV who you've seen, they have a team that makes these tricks up for them. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, Jimmy Fallon has joke writers, same thing. They help you come up with tricks. I'm kind of like a unique where I make up a lot of the stuff. I create what I'm going to do.
Is there a buy and sell for it?
I don't want to sell it. It's not worth the money.
But these people that make these tricks, do they sell them to...
They're like consultants. Wow. But yeah, they're people that will come on.
Because they don't have the performance aspect.
I'm not judging. Some people are, it's like there's professors who love to teach. And there's people that are super creative that might not be, they're behind cameras. They're not necessarily in front of cameras. Nothing wrong with that. Just a different subset of what your skill is.
Mm. Yeah, so some people are just the actor. Yep. You're the actor and the writer.
That's kind of it. And then I also have people that kind of like I bounce ideas off of and like really brilliant dudes all over the world who I know. Like I know a dude in Dubai. I know a dude in Buenos Aires, London. Like, you know, a bunch of my boys are in Vegas. Like just, we have a small tight-knit circle of, you know, weirdo mentalists.
And do people, like has people taken your tricks?
They can, but half the time the hardest part is the execution.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can know how I did it, but like, go do it. Like right now, go on TV live and try and do something like this where you're like, what if this goes wrong? I'm like, have at it.
Have you ever had someone turn on you that was in that close net circle that you were kind of bouncing ideas off of that really?
A little frenemy situation. Yeah, there's definitely people where there's, you know, a little bit of politics, like any game where somebody kind of takes something or they won't let you do something because they say it's too similar to theirs. And you're like, do I step on this person's toes or not? I mean, there's a little bit of that, but mostly it's a market where there's so few of us that there's way more gigs than there are people to do them. Mm. So we're not like at each other's necks. It's kind of like most of us are pretty cool with each other.
Mm. And how, like, I don't know if
you feel bad now looking over here. Jasper's on the side.
My mind is fucking blown and I'm just a sponge because I don't get it.
And it's scary. Are you able to say how much you make per gig or it's different, like depending? But like, is there like a kind of average?
I probably won't say on here, so in case it changes and goes
up. Maybe a more fair question would be like a very, very successful mentalist or magician. What kind of career are they looking at on the high end?
I mean, I would say, the top guys in the world, top five, are making like, you know, David Copperfield makes $70 million a year. He's top of the game. He's been top of the game for years.
Wow,
that guy's been making 60-70 mil. Look it up on Forbes forever for like 25 years. Billionaire, and then. You kind of go down the list. I think there's a very, very rarefied group that's making 5 million or 10 million or more.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That is wild.
But I think there's a lot of people making six figures.
Yeah.
You should learn how to do a trick on the IRS.
I'm like, look at me. You're thinking 30% taxes. I'm thinking 12%.
Read that pen.
I'm not messing with that. Yeah, read that 0%. Pen. Read that pen. That's actually a business expense. That pen, just wrote that off, bro. But I think it's a very lucrative thing where anytime, you know what's a funny story is now I have kind of a team behind me just like you, like agent, manager, people. But before I was on a show called America's Got Talent and that kind of blew me up. That was the one that like, boom, pour rocket fuel, light on fire. That was the first time I became more of like instead of a bar mitzvah performer doing restaurant gigs in New York City, kind of amplified that moment when people start knowing who you are. Before that, you call my phone. I'm the guy negotiating with you on the phone for a gig. And so I think at that point, I was my own worst enemy where I would do stuff because, dude, I'm living the dream. And I'd have a doctor call me and be like, dude, how is it that you charge more per hour than I do? And I'd be like, well, I'll give you a great idea. Look in the Yellow Pages or go to Yelp and see how many doctors there are. And then look how many people like me there are. Mm. I go, 50,000 of you, there's five of me. Supply and demand, baby. Yeah. So if you can find a niche that you either do better than anyone else or different than anyone else, number one rules, entrepreneurs, that's how you're going to make the most.
All right, I got to interrupt this podcast to let y'all know about the best fantasy gaming product available, Better Picks. It's simple, and thousands of people are winning tons of money. Pick two or more players, pick more or less, and win a ton of money. It's that easy. Download Better and start playing Better Picks today. So fuck you, doctor. Doctor
Rose. No, we need you. Thank you.
Fucking.
What was the shock like going from somebody who was making calls, trying to get booked, to now being on a huge, huge stage like America's Got Talent? Were you out of your element, or did you come to life in that environment?
I came to life, man. You nailed it. Honestly, I went in there, and I always use the same analogy, which is if you're a wide receiver and you get the ball thrown to you, in that moment before you catch the ball, if you think, what am I going to do next? You don't make the completion. You don't catch the ball, right? You're thinking ahead. You got to stay focused. When I went on America's Got Talent, wasn't the first time I tried out. Didn't get on the first time I tried out. Timing is everything in life, man. Don't give up. I never believe when somebody tells me no in business, it's a not yet. Mm. I'm going to make it happen. It is a not yet. And so the same thing applied where I knew I was going to get on that show eventually. And when I did, I didn't care. I was like, you know, if you go in there loose, not caring, like I own this thing, killed it. And then round one, I said, if I just make it through round one, that's a win. That's a win. I'm not saying am I getting the finals. Every round I went in like it was my last one, and that was it. Killed it. I didn't have my eye on what am I going to do with the ball. I said, right now, I'm going to do the best I can do. And I think that was my secret to success. I didn't know what I was going to do until the next week, until I finished that one. I never planned ahead.
That's what happened to Jasper in St. Bart's.
Yep.
He went up to the girl and asked for one of the girls, and he's like, yo, like, can I have your number? And she said, no. And he said, that means not yet.
Yeah, right. Well, that never happened. I was like 20 for 20, if I'm being honest.
Jasper gets out his phone. He's like, just look right here. French girl, blonde. Think of her name. Look at, no, I'm kidding. Totally kidding.
Fuck you.
Do you have like a grand finale trick that is you want to be remembered for that maybe you're planning on working on for the next 20 years that's like your going out party? Do you have that in mind? Really?
Full tilt, yeah. Like, there's one for a TV special that I'm going to do. And, like, one of the people I admired, goated, David Blaine, bro. David Blaine has always been, since I was a teenager, always loved him, loved what he does. And he's got a great eye for visual appeal, right? Something that if you walk up and you're a six-year-old kid, you could describe in one sentence. That's it. Like, that's the name of the game, is if you can describe something that looks like a spectacle that you want to see. And so in my field, which is going to be less like magic tricks but mind reading, how do you take it to the next level? It's got to either have danger, where you put your life on the line, or a ridiculous sum of money on the line that's like, yo, do or die. If I can't do this, you're going to get paid. And so I want to do something that combines both of those.
Whoa.
I don't want to drop yet because not, you know, once it gets sold, once we have this on TV, you're going to hear about it.
So you get it wrong, you die.
I mean, that's the prestige, right? That's
Do you remember the thing with the bird that they do in the prestige?
Yeah.
That's great.
Is David Blaine considered a mentalist or a magician?
Magician. Magician and endurance artist.
Yeah.
Or mentally ill.
Yeah, I mean, he's a character, man. I mean, the stuff like he does just takes it to the next level.
Was he, because you can't get into something like this on accident. Like, I feel like there has to be a major role of inspiration in this. Totally. Was he the one for you that got you into it, or was there a bigger?
I was earlier, so I was just a couple years before that, but I went on a cruise ship with, like, my family, and it was the first time we ever been on a cruise, like, only first and only cruise I've almost been on since. And literally, I went on there. I had never seen a magician in like live ever in my whole life. And this guy brings me up on stage. I think my dad like bribed this guy. He's like, my kid's birthday. Get him up on stage. And I'll never forget. It's a trick. It's like a classic kid's trick. It's called the red sponge balls. They put a red sponge ball in your hand. Guy takes one. It's kind of like what you just said with the X. He closes his hand. He blows. It's gone. Out of my hand. Two balls. Right? Mm-hmm. And that like crazy. I like get off stage. It's literally like I'm just before and after that moment. I get home. Obsessive compulsive. I'm full OCD when it comes to getting into stuff. I get into stuff full tilt. Like running, I'm gonna run a marathon, ultra marathon. I'm gonna get crazy with it. Anything I do, I go 100%. And I went home, I checked out every book at the library, every single one, read them cover to cover, like a psycho. Went to Borders, Barnes and Nobles, bought every book, read them cover to cover. You could not find me from age 13 to 18 without a deck of cards either in my hand, in my pockets. I had a waterproof deck of cards in the shower. That's how creepy it got, Jasper. Waterproof. My mom could vouch. You get my mom on the phone? She's like, yeah, he literally.
What the fuck were you doing in
the shower so long? It was actually cards. It was actually cards.
Rose and her playing tricks on herself.
She's like, I think you know what he's doing, and it was actually less creepy.
Nah, you were jerking off to the Queen of Hearts.
Jerking off with the Queen of Hearts. How did you know, bro? This guy knows my first crush.
Yo, I knew it, bro. That's wild. But they supported you though, right? Like they were like, this is a bit much, or they
I think my folks broke up, and like I kinda very young age was kinda on my own. I graduated high school 16 and I was on my own. Like my folks moved back to Israel, that's where I was born, and I really like I paid for college doing magic. So it was it kind of became less fun in a weird way, because it's like I need to do this to pay the bills. Yeah. And so I kind of didn't like it. And then for a few years, then I got back into it. But, dude, that was a silver lining. Like, the fact that I had to do that meant that I couldn't rely on someone else. Actually, blessing in disguise, man. A work ethic, if you have to do something versus handing it to you, huge advantage in life.
I think it was Ronaldo, actually, that was talking about, he did an interview with his kids on a similar topic where they were asking about his kids being great. And don't quote me on this. I think it was Ronaldo. But he was saying that it's almost impossible. He goes, because I did this out of necessity. I had no choice. This was everything for me and I had to. He said, my kids, as much as I love them and as great as they're going to be, they'll never know what it's like to need do this for everything. And a lot of greatness comes from that necessity. So
I think a lot of people are concerned about that when your kids is to, like, how can you push them? How can you give them that drive when they're not, you know, hungry?
I'm highly concerned about that and lacking gratitude for just, like, being around nice things, nice meals.
If that becomes your benchmark, your standard,
exactly,
then it's very challenging versus learning to appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
Yeah, what do you do? Like,
send them to your dad or send them back to where I'm from.
I'm going to send them to Greg
Jake
Paul.
Jake leaves the PJ and we go coach.
So my rich friend was, like, flying private with his kids all the time. And then they had to do a commercial for whatever reason. Yep. I think the plane was getting worked on.
So funny.
They get on the plane and the kids are like, Daddy, why are all these people on our plane? And oh, I was like, God. Fuck, bro. Like, what am I going to do? I don't know if there's an answer besides, like, showing them the other sides.
I think you got to give them a job when they're young. I think legit, like, you've got at a certain age, show a real good value of money and appreciation of money. And, like, for me, I'm literally the politeness Nazi at home. I'm like, say please, say thank you every single time. When I'm not here, please, thank you, please, thank you. I know it's crazy, but I think that makes a huge difference.
Not crazy.
Yeah. And I'm obsessive. Like, my kids say to each other, they will literally say to the other one, like, you didn't say please, you don't get it. I'm like, you wait for 2 minutes now.
That's funny. I did that to, I think, you, actually.
No. I always.
Somebody on the team, like, I hate when I'm around people and they say to the waitress or waiter, like, let me get a...
I hate that.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Pet peeve, man. Never done that.
Like, yo, can I get a... Like, may I please have...
Yep.
I used to cuss, can't say name, out because he would always come up to Byron and be like, make me a plate. That's, like, so fucking crazy to do. Like,
it's gonna be definitely a challenge. I think getting them a job, making them work to earn their first car, pay for their own cell phone and shit like that. But still gonna be tough when, like...
And giving back, man. Big one is, like, if I see homeless people and they come over, I always give money and I explain to my kids, like, how lucky they are. They don't get it. Because first time I ever told my kid about kind of explain homeless people, and I'm like, well, they don't, you know, they don't have food. And they're like, well, why don't they go to a restaurant? Because, like, they don't have money either, bro.
Yeah, they're homeless. Why don't they get a house?
It was such an entitled answer. He's like, well, why don't you just go to a restaurant? Like, because they can't always go to a restaurant. You know, that's, it's really funny.
How old are your kids?
I got four kids, man. 7, 5, 3, and brand new baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, greatest joy in life.
And you're 41?
41.
I read that you are among the top 30 fastest Americans to run a ultra marathon, I believe it's called.
Certain distance race,
50 miles?
I was at the time. I ran the fastest one in the world about 10 years ago.
5 hours and 25 minutes?
Yeah, 5 hours. So, like, two marathons in a row. In 5 hours, 25 minutes.
Wow.
What the fuck?
How the
fuck? Let's go run right cheater. Now. Me and Jake going 50 miles right now.
Hell no. But so miles? That's
the farthest
insane.
I've ever run in one clip is 153 miles nonstop.
Wow.
Without walking, like, you never went under, like, 3.5 miles per hour?
So if you want graphic details, I pee while I'm running.
So I've tried this before, and
I
couldn't
do it.
But I
got to stop to drop a deuce.
We actually have a video. We can roll the video.
Yeah,
if I'm trying.
But the
it's
video
a talent,
of me
bro.
Trying to.
It is a talent.
I couldn't do it
while peeing.
I couldn't
dude,
do
I,
it.
I'm an expert. But you're gonna pee on yourself a little. You got there's no way around that.
No, I wasn't trying not to pee on myself. But as soon I really had to go, and I was in the middle of my training, I'm like, I'm not gonna stop. Like, I'm running outside, and I was like, they were filming on the golf cart. I was like, yo, film this. I'm gonna pee myself, and I was like, for sure, I'm going to just start peeing.
Right.
And I went.
Because when you're running, it's hard. Because, like, your body, it's kind of like trying to sneeze and keep your eyes open. It takes skill.
So.
Or does it pop out your head?
Was trying for. As soon as I did it, though, then I didn't have to pee anymore. And then I just couldn't do it. But you have to, like, relax or something. How long did you have to practice to do this? Because I want to be able to do it.
I just did it during ultra marathons because I didn't really want to stop. Because if you stop, sometimes your legs tighten up a bit. If you run in for, like, 80 miles. miles, 100 miles, just stopping is not good. Yeah. To answer your question, I slept during that race because it took me 33 hours. So that like I started on Saturday morning and I finished Sunday afternoon. Yeah. So I slept 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and one time I think 10 minutes, but it was in Greece. And there was a part where I'm on a mountain. It's like you're up on a mountain at 100 miles. And I literally just look at this woman. She didn't speak English. I go, wake me up, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. And I laid on the ground. This is on a rock, like on a not paved road, on a mountain, way up. Just literally laid down, and she instantly woke me up. I'm like, whoa, why'd you wake me up? She's like, it's been 5 minutes. Like, I fell asleep before I laid down. I was already sleeping. I've been sleeping while running before.
And she was a stranger that you just had faith that she was going to wake you up.
Full, I mean, she's like an aid station, right? They have like an aid station out there. There's wind. I mean, it's on top of a mountain. Like legit mountain.
Oh, 5 minutes.
But what did that do? Did it give you like...
Reset. Think of a Nintendo, old school Nintendo. You know when you pull the cartridge out, like before your time, put it back in and like close it and go? Duck Hunt works all of a sudden.
And how much longer did you run after a 5 minute
nap? Another 53 miles.
Damn, I have no excuse to ever feel sorry for myself when I'm training. Yeah, I'm a lazy piece of shit. Ever being a fucking bitch in training,
say think of O's.
Think of O's and his 5 minute nap. Yeah, that just gave me inspiration.
I need to get my shit all the way together. Like bad.
That's fucking wild.
I'm a failure. I usually think of myself as a bitch. I'm always like saying to myself, I'm like you take that. A friend of mine, David Goggins, man, who I've known for like going back 10 years, legend. So he always, I love the way he said it, is you build up, like you callous your mind, where all of those things I've done before, I still have doubt. You still get up there, and I'm hurting, and I'm like, I want to bitch out just the same way. I just say to myself, I've been here. I've been to this before. I've got that, and I'm like, I'm not going to, you're going to pull me out dead before I quit. Like a lot of these races, it's called DNF, do not finish. I'm like, I'm going to be dead or in the hospital before I don't finish this race. I'm getting to the finish line, and it's like a switch in your brain.
Do you think there's any parallels? This might be a long shot, but
what I do is 100% tied in.
They're
1,000%. Like the mental acuity, the running helps me. Like I'll go do most times, you go on my Instagram, it's like my go-to, it's stupid content, but I'll go run 20, 24, 28 miles right before a gig. I finish and I cut it close because I'll like land, I put all my stuff out. I just lay like my suit, boom, iron, everything's ready. Like I'm turnkey. And I go run as long as I can. I get home or back to the hotel, and I'll try and change, shower, everything, 15 minutes, boom, suit, and I'm at the gig. I love that challenge. It kind of focuses me in. I get more energy from doing it, and mentally I'm more sharp.
So what came first, mentalism or running?
Running first.
And then do you feel like the...
I was doing magic, but I hated mentalism. I started doing magic first, and mentalism is kind of boring. There's no moves. Like, magic's fun because you got to learn skills. You know what I mean? Like, you can do stuff with cards, and you can do coins, and you can... for your kid, it's fun to learn tricks. Mentalism is all cerebral. Like, I've done stuff on TV that I've never performed. I've never done this trick in my life. I've just played out in my head over and over, studied what people do, watched footage of people. Like, literally, I spend hours just studying.
And
it's not fun. I mean, knock on wood, it's going well so far. But magic's much more fun than mentalism. Like, for the performer. Does that make sense? It's more exciting to like.
Yeah, I think as the observer and like have seen it a lot. And my brother, fun fact, was a magician.
No way.
In high school. He became obsessed with it and was like doing all these tricks and stuff. And it was really cool when I was a kid. But as I got older with like magicians coming up to me and stuff, I'm like, cool, but like you could just learn that.
I did a video with your brother years ago, man. Back in like Encino days when he was in LA.
Was it for a vlog?
It was a vlog. It was one of the vlogs. We have a mutual buddy. You know Frank?
Frank
with an E.
Frankie.
Yeah.
So I've known him. I've known that kid since New York. 12. He was a magician.
I didn't know that.
Love it, man. Fuck? Yup. Such a
small world. Wallet Ninja.
Wallet Ninja. Shout out to Wallet Ninja, dude. I love that kid. Used to be Alex, but yeah, Frankie. Great guy.
Great guy. That's a whole other fucking crazy tangent of like that situation that's going on with Wallet Ninja. But lawsuits in court and shit.
Dude, but he killed it. Yeah. Knocked it out of the park with that crazy lawsuit. Put him in a place copyright, man. Shout out. I love that crazy kid. So he was a magician, and I was a magician. That. And you spoke about like an underground thing. When I was 20 years old, this company blew up called Penguin Magic that sells magic tricks to magicians. Are we going too long, by the way?
No, I want to hear this.
And so I met these dudes, literally these two guys who started this company, Ajar and Maxwell Murphy, started this company in a dorm room at University of Michigan. And I was like the magician at the University of Michigan. So somebody told me there's a magic store. I'm like, what do you mean there's a magic store? There's no way. And this is right when internet started blowing up. 2002, where you could stream stuff, where you could actually get videos. You know, this is like the AOL days before your time. Where you're like, waiting for a GIF to like load up. Anyway.
Might be a little too young.
You know, there's no videos back in the day for me. It's like you would only make it to the belly button. You know that? Anyway, didn't get the joke. And so.
Porn.
Yeah, obviously. And so this is right when broadband kicked in. And so we started doing videos with these guys. And I made a video with them called Born to Perform Card Magic. That is one of the top selling magic videos of all time. Blew up. Like it's. I saw it in Hong Kong on a blanket where some dude was selling me dubbed in Mandarin across the world.
Whoa.
Yeah. So this video blew up. And that guy, Frankie, I met because he was like a magician, a kid who was like, watch my videos. And it was a small world.
That's so crazy.
The world is very small. And so small that you've performed for Bill Clinton.
That's true. A bunch of times.
Yeah, where did you perform for Bill Clinton?
On an island?
It was not on an island.
Any island in specific?
I'm going to keep it anonymous. Jeffrey E. I'll just call this. No, it's too. I'll call him J. Epstein. No, I'm kidding. I was not. I'm not in the black book.
Guys, we got him.
Three or four gigs.
Yeah, we got him.
We could wrap this up.
Yeah. That's it? Did I just get canceled?
The police are actually outside this window.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's that?
They're outside the window.
Are they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Clinton, I don't know. I just did a bunch of gigs with him. I've been before a bunch of presidents, so it's been pretty awesome.
That is so fucking
funniest crazy. President by far, man. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. GW, George W. Bush, has comedic timing. He is hilarious, man. He is really
he's a funny guy.
He's a funny dude. He's really like, you know when you land jokes where you can't tell if it was spontaneous in the moment, ad-libbed, or if you practiced them, or a bit of both? He just, man, he's punchy. He's funny. I don't know your politics, but you can't lie that he's hilarious.
Yeah, no. Big George Bush guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. He touched my friend's head.
Just gave a little ruffle.
Yeah, and my friend didn't shower for a week.
Dude, I saw
that. But we went to a rally. He came to my hometown
fucking
randomly, and it was like the coolest thing in the fucking world that's ever happened to Westlake, Ohio.
Right? And while he was president?
I don't know if it was him campaigning. I think it probably was campaigning.
If you could perform for one person in the whole planet, perform for a lot of incredible people, who would it be?
Man, I've hit my Mount Rushmore with a few people. I did for Larry David. That was, like, huge for me. I was just, man, huge fan.
BS with Jake
Paul. Jake Paul, finally, yes.
Yep, I predicted that.
And you know what? I've got a light obsession, even though I'm not, like, an over-the-top Rolling Stones fan, just a dude who's been there and seen everybody, Mick Jagger. I feel like it would be a fun one, just a fun. Mm. I don't know if it would be. It's a hard one. I don't know.
Dead or alive?
Yeah, dead or alive is a tough one.
It wouldn't be another magician or another mentalist? Sorry, is that disrespectful to call you a magician? Sorry.
Don't care at all. No, it's not fun performing for other magicians or mentalists because it's almost like a sparring. It's probably like a chess game against somebody who's too good where we're like six moves ahead of each other. So I'm like, he's going to do this because he did this because like, oh, so we kind of do this.
Yeah, you can't enjoy it.
It's not enjoyable and also it's like the biggest joke, like the biggest gag is a meme where like two mentalists at lunch, like what do? You just look at each other and you don't even say anything. It's like, oh shit. You're like, you know what everyone's going to do and you're trying to outflank the other person. So it's not as fun because we try to fool each other. It's kind of like that show Fool Us with Penn and Teller. You know the things that will fool someone because you do the opposite of what they think. And then you'll reverse psychology the reverse psychology. It's kind of annoying. It's much more fun to perform for audiences.
Do you think anybody is touching you? Do you think you're the greatest mentalist in the world? And if not,
I'm not
going
to go out on that limb. I mean,
you got to stand on it.
I'm looking to achieve that goal, but there's some goats out there, man. There's just dudes who are a lot of people I look up to and admire and who have done this before and who are still amazing right now. But
who's your Mount Rushmore of mentalists?
There's a dude in the UK named Darren Brown who's kind of a legend, who's not as well known in the States, but man, he has specials and the stuff he's done over. The last few decades, incredible. There's a guy who's kind of my generation named Lior Suchard, incredible dude. There's a guy named Colin Cloud in Vegas. There's just a bunch of guys who, great thinkers, great performers, and I admire them and like I see them. And when they put the bar up, I don't hate on that. I love that because that like sets it for me to be like I want to take it to that level and then some. I think we push each other. Mm. I really do think it's a field where, dude, there's no how many mentalists are there? It's such a weird thing that if you start opposing people, it's so stupid. It's fun to all do good stuff.
That's crazy, man. You got a very, Interesting story, life story. It's really cool. Thanks, brother. And so you were the fastest ultra marathon runner, and then I feel like the sport kind of blew up, and is that why like someone beat the time, or it just kept on getting more competitive?
There's no money in it. As soon as you get money in it, you're going to get these dudes who are like way faster. I'm like a weekend warrior. This just one year by pure luck, this 2009, I was pretty fast. No one did it faster that year. It was just like, I got this list in this magazine. I framed that shit where it said 2009 fastest performance in the world. I was number one. I literally, am I seeing things? Like, is this legit? And it was just that year was a slightly slower time. I got it.
So you did it.
To fame.
Fuck yeah.
I feel like a failure. I need to get my shit together.
Yeah. Dude, you need goals. I got bored. I got done with college. I'm like going out, happy hours, drinking, doing stuff. And I don't know if this is the same for you, but life has to have some sort of meaning. And listen, I'm blessed. I'm healthy, family, kids, beautiful wife, amazing kids, like incredible. But I need a goal. I need something on my calendar to look forward to that pushes me. Or else I feel like I'm just doing nothing.
Yeah, I suffer from extreme boredom.
Yeah, well, boredom, but don't you want a challenge? If you already did something, is it fun to do again?
No, not at all. But that's why I'm in a good challenge right now of, like, getting to the top of the hardest sport in the world.
Dude, boxing. I did at Michigan, I did the intramural boxing team for two, like, sessions. And that is a whole different level, man. Yeah. That's just a whole different, the intensity required, the cardio. The only thing that's close to it, water polo. You ever done water polo?
No, but I can those imagine. Guys, swimming is like, fucking nuts.
It's not even swimming. Swimming I can do. I was a swimmer.
But it's like treading
years.
And moving through
it's,
the water.
It's these, though, like, so. Egg beaters. You just go like this, and you have to keep your hands above, and you try to keep your head above the water. Dude, try and do that for 5 minutes. You're dead. You are. That is. Those are two of the most underappreciated sports. I did something with Mike Tyson before the ESPYs. Have you seen that clip?
No, I haven't seen
so
this.
So good. Oh, watch that one later.
Legend Mike.
Legend, dude. He was. We faced off, and it was just fear, man. I'm looking at the guy who I said, put him up, Mike. Oh, man. And you just lock eyes. It was something else.
Yeah, he has that deep, deep stare and death and fear all in his eyes all at once.
He's in your soul.
Yeah.
It was intense, man. I love it. And then Mike.
He's one of the wisest people I've spoken to.
Super
but,
smart.
But it's weird because it's, like, off camera. Or, like, on camera, he kind of doesn't show that.
Right.
Or something which flips.
He's also very warm. He's, like, a warm,
great
dude.
Yeah, exactly. He's sick.
We got unfinished business here?
Yeah.
Jasper,
yeah.
Saved the best for last. So, just to clarify.
No.
I asked you to think of somebody from your past, and you thought of somebody, and then we even pivoted. We pivoted in the middle. Same way. I had Brandon change my not once, but twice. Keep that marker.
Yeah, I will.
And so Jasper says to me, I got someone from my past. He just said it. He goes, what did you say? I want to retrace the steps. You said, and I had a nickname for this guy. Is that right?
I had a nickname.
So we just took it to the next level.
I'm getting really fucking scared, and I hate it, and I've never believed it at all. Like,
let's go. Jasper, I have a business card, and I want you to tell them because you challenged me. This is not me. This is you just challenged me.
Absolutely.
And tell me, you said, what did you think of, and frame it out. What's that challenge? You thought of somebody from when?
Probably a fucking decade ago.
And you said, guess his name, or you said no? What'd you say?
You're not going to get it, but guess the nickname.
Next level, baby. Hold out your hand. Okay. I wrote down on the back of this card, letters.
Okay.
You ready for this? If I turn this around and the letters in his nickname are on this card, you're going to be blown away?
Absolutely.
Yo, I'm kidding, bro. I wrote the whole alphabet. So that's I got it covered. I got it covered. Hold on, Brandon's like, I'm not impressed. But do this. Rub. Is this coming off? Be for real. Real.
No.
So here's where this gets fascinating. Hold out your hand and watch this. Hold out the card.
Nah.
You ready? Look at this. If I were to take my hand, look at my hand, nothing on it, squeeze this card, and somebody you have not thought of in a decade, I was just doing a joke before, but what if all those letters melt away? Except for his nickname.
Best
trick of your whole life?
Nah.
Best trick of your life?
Yes.
Jasper, look this way. That would have been sick. I wish I could have done that.
You're a fucking
Jake
scammer.
But watch. Here's where it gets good.
Bro, I'm like shaking.
Think of it. Look at me. You just thought of his real name. Starts with an R, doesn't it? That's his real name. Look this way. No, look this way. It's not. Hold up. It's not Rakim. Look at me. No. It's... Rashad is his real name. look. But that's incredible. And watch, because it's going to be the best thing you ever see in your life. Watch. You didn't call him Rashad. Look at these letters starting to disappear.
Nah, what?
Look at these letters starting to disappear. Whoa! Look at these letters starting to disappear. And the only ones left are what you called Rashad, which is boss.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
There's just no fucking way.
Boss.
There's just no fucking way. There's just no fucking way. That's not real. That's not. There's like, that's not real.
I traveled back in time for this moment.
There's you're a fucking time traveler. He didn't give you any cues.
There is no, literally no way on this fucking planet. Like, no one knows this kid. Nobody.
That's BS, boys.
Wow.
Bro, what the fuck?
Rashad the boss.
Wow.
Bro,
but the crazier part was the letters just lighting away.
How?
What?
It's unbelievable, bro.
Bro, how?
Just letting you know how it works. Powered by Celsius, gang. That's it.
Yo, powered by Celsius.
Shout out to Celsius, bro. Hey, I'm a have you.
The worst part about this experience is the fact that I've now been banned from Better. So yeah,
you can't use the platform.
Gonna clean out the house. The multipliers are huge, though.
I'm having you at my wedding, and like all the things, bro.
Let's do it.
Well, not yet, but I'm going to. But I'm going to for sure.
Are you fucking kidding, bro?
Keep that. That's card. Fucking insane.
It's quiet as Jasper's been in 10 years, huh?
Yeah, it's literally.
What did I do?
No, because that's the number. You had him do the numbers on the phone, right?
Oh, what, you make up some big number?
You made me put some.
Do you remember it?
Together, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Get your phone out.
Okay.
Nah, this is still going, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's on your front?
Mikey Locks.
All right, hold up. All right, hold up. Wait, you've been boys for how long?
Like 5-6 years.
Do you know his code?
No.
You know his code?
No.
I think I, no.
You single? Just got weird.
I'm playing bachelor.
He's like, you got siblings?
Yeah.
Would any of them know your code?
Fuck no.
No? All right. So this is a great one. So I don't know this code. You know what? Sports that require repetition. Would you say boxing requires training hand-eye? Like, could you do the same things over and over when you drill?
Yes.
Right? Why? Because you don't want to have to think about it. You want your body to know how to do it.
Yep.
I could shake you awake. Drugs, alcohol, doesn't matter what. 2 a.m, you just fell asleep for 1 minute, shake you awake. You could be groggy. You could do your code without thinking. Do you know that?
Yes.
100%.
Absolutely.
You've probably done your code 1,000,000 times. So hold out your finger. First things first, rub this on your chest. Make sure there's no fingerprints, no nothing. Everyone says it. Rub it against your...
That ain't
you don't rub it on your nipples. That got weird. I just said chest, but you know, whatever. Okay. All right.
Put them on them boobies.
Can we? Where's the camera? We got this. You want to film it? You guys want to see this? I want to make sure you see this. Hold out your finger. You left your righty.
Ready.
So get your right over.
Oh, God damn it.
All right. So think about the first number. Right. Don't say it. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. Mm-hmm. His body reacts. He can't control it. Most people react in advance. So the key is you got to watch. You throw the ball to where the receiver's going to be. So this is what's hard about this. When I get this wrong, I'm always off by one digit. You did the first digit. You did it. You typed it. Where do you go next? Okay?
I don't know.
Fuck you. Do you go to the left? Do you go to the right?
I don't know. Fuck you.
You do know.
Leave me alone.
Hold up. You did the first two numbers. If you go that way, it's always a smaller number. Think of the third number. Oh, crap. It locked. Hold on. Third number. What is that? A pattern? Did you go back?
No.
Oh, dude. Jasper doesn't do... Okay, it's not a birthday. Last number. Open your eyes. You care if they know your code?
Fuck no.
You don't care?
Nah.
All right. Can we see this?
Type that shit in. Ben.
So watch. He went boom, boom. So it was a 3-2. Then he went over. Did he do the 9? No, he didn't. He went a 3, another 2, didn't he?
No! No! How?
What are you doing?
How?
What are you doing?
How?
What are you doing?
Fuck you. This isn't practice.
What are you doing?
This isn't a fucking game or something you learn. No, this isn't practice. I have a business proposal.
Let's go.
we start guessing people's social security numbers.
Why are you saying this on the pod?
That's the end of the. I don't need you anymore.
No. God damn it. He got a machine printing out credit cards. That's it.
No.
We're going to reach out for like 6 months. We're going to be rich. Then we're going to jail together.
And then you could figure out how to escape. Yeah,
you could escape.
Listen,
What? No comment. Bro, stop. Please just.
All right, boys, I'm leaving while I'm hot. Yeah,
thank you for coming.
Thank you so much, bro.
We love you, bro.
Thanks, Jake.
Incredible, bro. Thank you so much.
Six of Hearts.
Really, thank you.
Jasper, change all your codes, bro. Change everything.
Change everything, bro.
Boss, keep it.
Dude, what?